Hi, this is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle on this fabulous Two of Clubs day. Two of Clubs is the card of communication, so I'm hoping a lot of that happens today. You're welcome to call in to the show for little mini readings, or if you have questions about the cards in general. I love those questions. I like all questions, actually, because they always lead us somewhere. And I think that every question is wonderful. I want to apologize to those of you that received my emails, because I just got back from Denver, and I was supposed to come back on... I was supposed to come back yesterday, and I came back Tuesday. So when I started sending things out, I was saying the radio show was yesterday, and I thought yesterday was Thursday. So if I confused anybody, I apologize. I've been traveling a lot, and it's a little confusing. So one of the things I wanted to talk about today, and I welcome you to call in about this, is... manifesting, manifestation. There's so much going on right now in our society in particular, in the world in general, having to do with the law of attraction. And for those of you that are tuning in for the first time, the Mystic Oracle is a system of divination, of timekeeping and divination, that is based on our 52 playing cards, plus the Joker. And the playing card deck was originally used in ancient times as a calendar for timekeeping and divination. And the deck relates to our yearly calendar. There are 52 cards in the deck. There are 52 weeks in the year, there are 12 months in the year, and there are 12 court cards, the jacks, queens, and kings. There are four seasons in the year, and there are four suits, and in each one of those seasons, there are 13 weeks. I just had a double latte. My brain's getting ahead of me. There are 13 weeks in each season, and there are 13 cards in each suit. There are 7 periods of 52 days within the year, and there are 7 days in the week. So if you add all the cards together, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4, the sum is 364. And when we add the Joker, we get 365, the number of days in the week. So this system is based in time, and it defines time. And I really believe and experience as well that when I'm looking at this, using it as a map of time, it gives me a different perspective. It actually enables me to see how to be masterful with time. And when I understand who I am, because each one of those days in the calendar year is governed by a card, which means on our birthday, there's a specific card that governs us. And I know a lot of you that are listening have my book, Cards of Destiny, and I know a lot of you listening know what your birth card is. What I see in the system is, with my birth card, with my spirit card, with my soul card, with my planetary ruling card, and with the 13 cards in my life path, we actually have 52 cards in our life path, but that's another story. It gives me insight into who I am and what my personal keys are. I wanted to say powers, and but it's true. You know, it's a way of understanding myself. And this is a, you know, the more I understand about who I am and the energies that I embody, the ones that are revealed to me through the system, the more space and foundation there is for me to learn even more. It constantly deepens, and we know this is how the human journey is. So not only does this help me understand myself, it also helps me understand others, which is really why I wrote my book. I wrote my book so we could all move out of self-judgment and self-editing and all that nonsense, and with ourselves and with each other. Because what this deck revealed to me is that we truly are all one. We are these amazing threads in a tapestry of oneness that creates a perfection that's untouchable by anything other than that. So that's very exciting to me. And one of the reasons I do this radio show is because I just want a way of connecting with all of you and a way of giving back, and I think that's really important, and I think it's one of the secrets of manifestation as well. My birth card is the King of Diamonds, and the King of Diamonds is the master of higher value, and it's also known as the successful businessman and, you know, probably a few other things. But for me, I always look at the diamonds as values, and I look at how they teach us about bringing together spirit and matter. If you look at the shape of a diamond, it reaches toward the heavens and it comes into the earth. And that's what I see anyway when I look at that symbol, is that it really is all about bringing together spirit and matter. And when we bring spirit and matter together as one, then there's no argument. There's no, you know, we step out of separation. I know for years doing holistic healing work and working, you know, on the spiritual path and everything, I went through such struggles about, you know, charging money and this and that, and it just, it took me a long time to get to a place where I could embrace everything as energy and see how things manifest when I'm in the middle of that. Because, you know, I was talking with a friend about The Secret, and if any of you tuned in last week when I was on the air with Donna Kakura, we were talking about, you know, manifestation and how, and The Secret a little bit, and it's so wonderful that the people that produced that put it out, because it's touched a lot of people that wouldn't even, that weren't thinking like that before. And at the same time, when I look at the cards, I feel like we each have our own secret. And I'm actually writing an ebook about this with a CD meditation to go along with it. I feel like, you know, we each, depending on our birthday and who we are and the energies that we embody, we each have our own secret of how we create our realities, of how we manifest in our life. And of how we bring spirit and matter together. Is it through our heart? Is it through our mind? Is it through our values and our actions? Is it through our wisdom and our determination? It depends. It depends on the suit that's governing us and how we understand ourselves and how to be in that energy. If you decide, when you decide to call in, I would like your first name and your birth month and day, and then your present age if you want me to look at something in your cards right now, just so you know that. I want to tell you ahead of time. And I really welcome your calls. I promise that I will be loving and kind with you. So, and also, you're listening to the Mystic Oracle with Sharon Jeffers, if you just tuned in, and my website is www.starofthemagi.com. So, I talked about this a little bit, maybe a few weeks ago, about how the suits teach us. And if you've been on my website, you'll see that I've written a little bit about each one of the suits on there, as I have in my book as well. Oh, I have to share this if you don't know. My book was just awarded finalist for the best divination book of 2007, so I'm really excited about that. Anyway, the hearts teach us love. And if you are born in the heart suit, this is really, really, really important for you. You know, it's important for you to know that you're one of the more gentle souls on the earth, and people are important for you, and feelings. You perceive the world through what you feel. A thought or a conversation leads you to your feelings, and that's how you evaluate yourself in life. It's important for you to be with people, and so it's through being in touch with that part of yourself and that sensitivity and allowing yourself to embrace that, that takes you into a place where you can be aligned with who you are and feel the passion. I mean, hearts are all about passion. I feel that the heart suit represents fire that's tamed by compassion. And in the mundane aspect of things, there is a tremendous amount of passion there. However, if we don't allow ourselves to feel this, and this is for all of us, okay? I really believe that the suits teach every one of us, and doesn't matter which card we were born under. So it's about touching that passion and embracing that love and learning compassion. There's a caller on the line. Hello?
Yes, hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
My name is Brian, and I had a question. If you could look at my son, give me a reading for my son.
Your name is Brian?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your son's name?
My son's name is Logan, L-O-G-E-N.
Logan, and what's Logan's birthday?
7-16-05.
July 16th?
Yes, of 05.
July 16, 05.
And he's 23 months.
23 months. He's just a little guy. Does he have a health thing going on?
Sometimes he gets headaches. I don't know if that's from the food, the additives of the food or anything, but he seems pretty healthy.
Okay. So he's a queen of clubs, five of spades. Oh, he must be very yummy. So you want me to look at his first year of life?
Uh-huh.
I'm being drawn to look at his first 7 years of life, if that's okay.
Sure.
Now, do you have a specific question that you want to ask me?
Yes, I wanted to know about his spirituality.
His spirituality.
Yes, he seems like he's a bright, intuitive boy. He tells me he sees angels.
Uh-huh. Right. Well, his birthday is the Queen of Clubs' birthday. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Okay, the Queen of Clubs represents the mother of intuition.
Hmm.
This is one of the most intuitive cards in the deck, and it's a card that is filled with grace and gentleness and beauty. And for a boy to have this card as a birth card, it gives him an extra sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding this, he needs to be in an environment that's harmonious and peaceful, because he has a tremendous amount of activity going on in his own intelligence, in his mind, and with his intuition. And I'm not surprised that he tells you that he sees angels.
I'm thrilled. I'm encouraging him because I love that.
Yeah, and you know, it's a wonderful thing for you to just receive from him because they're there for you too. I mean, he's come as a met. When's your birthday?
My birthday is 4/10/75. And my name is Brian.
So you're the Jack of Diamonds.
Yes.
Aries Jack of Diamonds. Two of Spades. See, he's a teacher for you. His planetary card is the Five of Spades, which mm-hmm. means, you know, part of his journey in this lifetime has to do with being like an agent of change for others. Just merely by showing up in people's lives, their lives are going to change.
Yes.
And it would also affect, you know, your life with him. I'm sure when he showed up, things started changing.
Sure did.
Probably at conception. Not just birth.
Yeah.
So you have your personal connection with him spiritually is that he's Neptune to you, and you also have a past life Venus connection, which means you were very, very close before. This is like a long time eternal connection of soul.
Wow.
And because he is your Neptune card spiritually, he's going to take you places where maybe you didn't go before, or maybe if you went, he can take you further. He can
take you into the unknown.
Yeah, all you have to do is show up and be receptive, and you go. And another place where I feel like you probably connect very strongly with him is in your dreaming, when you're sleeping.
Yes, we've shared a dream together. Taking a little nap by me. I've had a dream with him and me where we're surrounded by a rainbow light, a beam of light, of just love. I could feel that love with him and me.
Yeah, I can feel his energy. He's very beautiful.
Yes.
He's like a little heart. With yeah. Even though his spirit card, who he is on the inside, is the Three of Hearts.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's embodying that heart energy on the outside, and it's going to be expressed through his intelligence and his intuition. And he's also going to move through this life with a tremendous amount of wisdom.
Yes.
And he will be blessed, 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 blessed.
Thank you.
Yes, you've been blessed.
Well, I can feel his energy around me. And I love it when he just smiles and he calls my name and he calls me daddy, and I just feel so warm.
Your connection is so spiritual and it's so deep.
And I know he came in here to be a teacher to me, and I could feel that vibration when he came in. And I'm really open to it, and I just love him for that.
It's so exciting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and it's easy for you, being who you are, to be open to that because you're a natural-born teacher yourself.
Yes, I'm moving
into that. I feel like
that.
He's come to refine you even more.
Yes, yes, and I love that bond that we share between each other, you know, is allowing that energy to flow and not to hold it back.
Yeah, so when you go to sleep, you know, I mean, it's wonderful to pay attention to that connection as you fall asleep because you can have some amazing journeys with him in your sleeping.
Yes.
Do you have my book?
No.
Cards of Destiny?
No,
I delineate each one of the birthdays, and I have a section for each one about children.
Okay.
And I love it that you called because I love children so much, and I just feel like all the children are mine. I want them all. I want to love them all. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much, Brian.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, my little heart is going pitter-patter, pitter-patter. I love kids so much. I'm actually working on a book about kids. I need 3 more bodies, maybe 5, in about 48 hours in the day. So I welcome your call. That was a really great call. I love talking about children. I was telling Donna last week that I was listening to a talk radio show with Dr. Joy or something when I was in the car one day, and this woman called in about her son, and she was having a really hard time. And when she described her son, I knew that he was a 6 of clubs. I would have bet my life on it. I was absolutely sure. And the advice she got, it was great advice, but not for a 6 of clubs. And I thought, oh, my God, I need to just have, you know, a radio show for parents. So because sometimes we have tremendous challenges with our kids. And, you know, it shows up in the cards. And there are ways of moving around that energy, of really taking that energy someplace else. We just have to understand it. It's amazing. The clubs teach us about understanding, and understanding is the key to having success in all our relationships. It really is. And my other website, it's allinthecards.com, is compatibility relationships. And I'm going to actually ask them to lower the price on those reports. But I'm also going to be publishing a book this fall on that. And it's like the cards reveal so much wisdom that leads us to deeper understandings about our relationships just by how the two cards interact with each other, what is created when they come together, which is the composite card. We have a caller. Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
This is Jacqueline.
Jacqueline?
Uh-huh.
Hi, Jacqueline. How are you?
Good. Now, is this Sharon Jeffers?
Yes.
Oh, I'm listening to you, and then I'm hearing something else. So,
what do you mean you're hearing something else?
Pardon?
What do you mean you're hearing something else?
Well, I'm hearing I got your show online.
Oh, uh-huh.
And so there's a delay from when you're talking, what's being broadcast?
Oh, you should turn the radio down. Turn your volume down on your computer.
Yes. So I've got it turned down.
Is this Jacqueline in the valley?
Yes.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Very good, very good. I'm glad to get the notice and hear about it. It's just so great to just connect with you and thank you, first of all, you know, for just always being present.
Thank you very much.
So I guess my question is right now, I'm once again, it just seems like I'm always through going with being a consultant, going through yet another change. And I've been working actually a lot with the law of attraction, but not through The Secret, but through Abraham.
Uh-huh.
And I guess I'd just like a little bit of insight because I'm drawn to doing so much more artwork right now. And yet at the same point, there's still the practical of work. And I guess any insight you can give me, I would always appreciate.
Okay, remind me what your birthday is.
Okay, my birthday is 11-7-48.
I thought you were the Queen of Clubs.
Yeah.
I mean the King, sorry. So the Scorpio King of Clubs. Well, yes, isn't it interesting how you are? So if you were born in 48, that makes you 59 or 50?
I'll be 59.
So you're 58
right now.
58. Sorry, I'm...
That's okay. You've been traveling a lot.
So, you know, when I look at your cards for age 58, I see that you have the 10 of clubs in your house, and the 10 of clubs is the teacher.
Okay.
It's also a card of publishing.
Okay.
Yes, and, you know, I feel like when I look at the combination of cards just right off the bat, that number one, you need to be networking with groups of people and looking at how you combine the two things to, you know, because when you mentioned what you were thinking about, you separated art from work.
Right.
And this is what I was talking about at the beginning of the show. I don't know if you heard what I was saying, but I was talking about the diamond suit.
Right, right. I heard that.
Yeah, and how we bring spirit and matter together.
Right.
So when I just hear these two works, I think, well, you know, art is really spirit and work is really matter.
Right.
And so when those come together, because you're the king of clubs, it's really, really important for you to be in charge of your life, to have your own business, to do your own thing, however you do that. And your planetary ruling card is the Queen of Hearts. And she wants to bask in the beauty, which is the artist in you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, do you have a vision for that coming to... I'm just now seeing a book. Do you have a vision for how this can come together for you?
It's really nebulous, and I've just been having, like, really, really lucid dreams that have just been really graphic and, you know, almost like past life stuff. And, in fact, I had to turn the program off for a half a second because one of the people from work called about an opportunity, and I had to say, no, I don't fit that one. And that's part of where my frustration is I feel that I'm not sitting there anymore, you know, that really I'm feeling another calling, and yet I don't know quite how to move into it.
Do you know what that calling looks like? I mean, are you resonating with something particular, or you just feel like something's about to happen?
I guess I feel more like something's about to happen, and the thing is I always have done a lot of writing, you know, and right now I'm in fact working on Tibetan mandalas, just coloring them, and you know, I feel there's some shift, you know, and yet I guess part of me is a bit scared to leave where I've been, even though it's not everything I want to do.
Yeah, it's okay. Because when you just, I mean, I just have this image of you, like, standing on a cliff and just holding your arms out and them turning into wings and you just falling forward.
Yeah.
Of course, like I'm an insane
the
Aries.
Fool, so,
you show me a cliff and I jump.
Right.
But, you know, the cards that I see you have are, where is your Queen of Hearts? Oh, there she is. They show me you creating a new way of making money and a new way of doing business and a way of creating perhaps multiple streams of income or using your creativity to make money. However, you have to let go of your ideas first of how you think that's supposed to be. You've got the Nine of Clubs behind you. That card says, let go of how you think things are supposed to be. Let go of where you think you're going. Let go of how you think you're supposed to be. Anything that falls in that category of should or supposed to, it has to go. It's like, you know, did you ever stand on your daddy's shoes and he danced you around when you were a kid?
No.
Well, my dad used to do this with me all the time. I would step on his feet when I was a little girl, and he would dance me. He'd hold my hand, and we'd dance. And when the Nine of Clubs comes and sits behind you, and where it's sitting says it's time for you to have a new relationship with yourself, relative to how you do business. And it's about breaking up those old patterns, really expanding your mind. Step onto life's feet and hold on to life's hands and just say, dance me. I want to go now. You know, and when you feel the fear come up, just embrace it, acknowledge it, and move on. Easier said than done.
No, I know, but I really have been feeling that, and I've really been going back to the Abraham tapes and just, you know, really trying to coach myself to say, okay, let go. Okay, go with the flow, you know. And
you need to meditate a lot with the cards that you have. You have some really powerful cards. You've got the King of Diamonds behind you. You've got cards that say you have unlimited creativity. You have blessings for everything that you work toward. It's just, I feel like you go a certain distance and then you stop and you step back. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can feel that. So every time you feel like it's time to stop, just go really fast forward.
Uh-huh.
Don't let yourself do that. because it's just an old pattern, and all you have to do is keep moving, and it'll stop happening.
Okay.
It's all about movement forward. And I have to say, you know, you're living in the Uranus line this year, so it's a year when a lot of old things are breaking up. And so if things don't feel like they're coming together, that's okay, too. It's like timing is the key to everything. And right now for you, you know, it's... Now, I keep seeing, though, your artwork is three-dimensional, isn't it?
Part of it is, yeah.
Yeah. I keep seeing images of your artwork.
I'm actually working on a three-dimensional horse today.
You are?
Yeah.
The horse is power. So... But I'm seeing, like, photographs of your artwork.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, how can you diversify? How can you take what you have and put it in, you know, 10,000 forms or even just a few?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like really, it feels like you're writing... How do I want to say this? There's a cowboy thing. I don't know. Anyway, I feel like you're holding yourself back, basically.
Sure.
And it's really for you to know that you're the king of clubs. You have unlimited access to the mental realm. And it's through the mental realm that you express yourself. However that expression is. So you can create whatever you dream because you're a king and you're the king of the mental realm. It's just enabling yourself, giving yourself permission to believe that. I feel like that is a secret for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, no, that does very much.
You just, it's all there. You're just not believing that it's possible. There's one little part of you. It's just this teeny, tiny little part of you.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not true.
Yeah, on a gut level, I know it's not. And then it's true that even my mind, it's both my... my ally and my enemy, you know, so then it stops me with a very pragmatic thing that goes da-da-da-da-da of what you've done, you know.
I'm going to recommend a book to you. I'm going to recommend this book to all of you. It's called Busting Loose from the Money Game.
Busting?
Yes.
Busting Loose from the Money Game?
Yes.
And who's
and
it by?
The author is Robert Sheinfeld. This is a great book. And while you're at it, do you have my book, Jackie?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's important for you to read your card, the King of Clubs and the Queen of Hearts. You're one of the most unique individuals on the planet, and you're sort of missing out on that if you don't, you know, take full advantage of it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if I were you, I would read about those cards every day.
Uh-huh.
And so it's just like, oh, yes, you have two crowns, girlfriend, and two thrones. You need to be sitting down in there with your crown on straight and your robe and look at your kingdom. I want this. This is true for all of us, people. This is totally true for all of us. This is what I have learned for myself from the cards. We each have a kingdom, and we each have a king at the top of our suit, whatever our suit may be, and also for our planetary card, if that's a different suit. So it's all about positioning ourselves in our own imagination, in our kingdom, in our throne, with our crown on straight, not hanging off to one side or, you know, hanging off our ear, but it's like, okay, I am going to imagine my kingdom. And it's for fun. To me, life is magical. And, you know, I have 9 million things going on right now. And, you know, I work really hard, but it doesn't feel like work to me. I feel like I'm just having fun playing. And when I'm in that experience of just playing in creation, more opportunities come to me than I know what to do with half the time. It's like, oh, okay, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I just keep saying, okay, yes, 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 yes. And say yes. Say yes, not but, maybe, if, you know, those words, they just get in the way. But yes, 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 okay, let's go. And create your kingdom. Because that's who you are. Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Good.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
I don't know if I should have had a double latte just before the show. However, I did, so let's take advantage of it. I really believe that, and I'm going to have a meditation CD available on my website very soon with this very thing on it for each one of us to take advantage of, because life in its longest run is just very quick. You know, it really, time goes fast. However, when we live in each moment, they're infinite. So it's interesting that we have these choices moment by moment to make with ourselves and in time, because that's what we're doing. We're just cruising through time. One of the things that I see looking at the system is that it defines time, and time just keeps repeating itself. And we come in, we go through, and we lift out. And all those influences, and they build, and they repeat themselves, and they refine us. And it's so incredible. We have another caller. Hello.
Hey, Sharon. It's Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's fun to listen to your show.
Thank you. I'm having fun.
I'm boobing my baby, who is asleep, while I listen to your show.
You're what?
I said I'm boobing my baby, who is asleep, while I listen to your show. How's
uh-huh.
that?
Great.
So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about how my card manifests.
Okay.
So I'm the Six of Diamonds, May 13th, 65, so I'm 42.
You're the Six of Diamonds, Ten of Hearts.
Right.
Your planetary ruler. And I want to start there because the Ten of Hearts in Venus tells me that working with women, working with children, working as a counselor, working in that whole arena. And I know for a fact that you work with conception and birth.
Right.
And so that is your greatest area of giving and receiving, to be in that realm.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, being the Six of Diamonds, that card represents responsibility to values. And it sits in the aspect of Mercury, which is communication, and Jupiter, which is expansion. So really, you know, firstly, it's about expanding your own awareness and your own mind and your own way of thinking, and then allowing yourself to be a vessel for that connection of spirit and matter to come together, for you to move into that realm of the heart, because your birth card is the diamond, right?
Right.
So, and you are all about bringing harmony, bringing balance, bringing responsibility.
Right.
Okay? So you take that energy and you move through the world through that Ten of Hearts, which has to do with the people.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with embracing the people. And for me, you know, because it's Venus, it's your Venus card. Venus represents home, family. It represents women. And it also represents money. So the more aligned you are with that, the more natural it is for you to just create flows of money coming in your direction.
Right.
You have to be in service to others, because your spirit card is the Nine of Clubs. And nines are universal cards. And so they tell us that we don't really belong to ourselves. We belong to the universe. And being the mother of seven children, you probably understand that.
I definitely feel that way.
I mean, this woman has seven kids, and you never know. She looks like she's 20 years old. And
aw, thanks.
So one of the things I just want to bring up quickly, because you are age 42, is the fact that you just entered a new seven-year cycle on your last birthday,
mm-hmm.
which was just last month.
Right.
And the Four of Diamonds is sitting in your house, which means, you know, financial stability and security is definitely going to come your way. This is also about creating a foundation and a form for values to be built on. Not just for yourself, but in general.
Okay.
Okay. The Six of Hearts is in your other house, which says, you know, it's really your destiny. You're aligning in the seven-year cycle with what your work, the work that you came here to do. And I think that you're probably already very much on track with that. You're sitting up in the Ten of Clubs house, which means, you know, it's a great time to publish.
Right.
You want to accomplish things. I mean, you're driven right now. You've got a whole string of cards that are just really powerful for creativity with business, for accomplishment, for coming up with new ideas, for teaching. And I believe that teaching is very important for you this year, and also writing.
Mm-hmm.
So aligning with those two things is just naturally going to get you published. And you're also, by the end of the year, you're going to have a couple, at the minimum, you know, of new streams of income coming your way. You just, I mean, by the end of the 7 years, you'll probably have a lot of them. So it's really a great time for you to be. And you're sitting in the, your Ten of Hearts is sitting in the Queen of Hearts house. So, you know, it's really about you just being receptive to how your counseling and your teaching and everything is unfolding, because it's all just going to happen on its own.
Right, yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
And in terms of the Nine of Clubs part, when you think about, you know, just, well, how do I manifest in the world, how do you look at the at your spirit card in terms of that aspect? The Six of Diamonds and the Ten of Hearts I can really relate to, you know, how I do that in the world. And the Nine of Clubs, you said, was the...
That's your spirit card. That's who you are on the inside.
Right.
So you're constantly having to let go and open yourself up to being an instrument rather than making things happen the way that you want them to. Do you understand that?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's how that shows up in terms of how I create.
Correct.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Fun, you know. I don't have any set rules for what I think about this. I just look at the cards and they start revealing themselves to me. That's what I love about this system. I don't think that this system should be computerized. Sorry. Actually, I'm not going to apologize for thinking that way. This system is very dynamic. It's not static. It's composed of 91, you know, charts or spreads. Each one of them contains all 52 cards. And when I move through these spreads and look at them, those cards are, you know, they're talking to each other. They're dancing with each other. They're moving. They're dynamic. And it's not a binary system. And I am, you know, I think to computerize it is, I don't know, I think there's a lot lost in that because there's so much going on. Do we have a caller?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Sharon. This is Terry Von Mega. How are you?
Oh, my God. I was thinking about you yesterday.
I think about you almost every day.
And, you know, I called and left you a couple of messages, and I never heard back from you. I left them with your daughter, but let me just say this quickly to you. And for anybody that doesn't know, I just relocated. You know, I was going back and forth between Hawaii and Los Angeles for the last few years. Well, last 10, really. But I'm back in L.A. full-time now. I no longer am living in Kauai.
You moved away from the dam, huh?
I moved away from the all the development that was going on that was making me really angry.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good. We talked about that when you were with my husband and me.
The dam, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I just called because I was interested in getting a reading from you. I always enjoy hearing what you have to say about my life.
Oh, thank you. Remind me what your birthday is.
May 12th, 1956, and I'm 51.
Thank you for telling me that.
Yeah.
So, all right. You're the Seven of Diamonds. How could I forget that? Seven of Diamonds, Taurus, Jack of Hearts. Well, let's look, because you're about to turn 52. When we turn 52, we go into a new 13-year cycle.
Okay.
So you're probably feeling that energy. Well, you'll start feeling it if you're not already, maybe in a couple of months.
Uh-huh.
Let me look at what's happening here, because you're being the Seven Diamonds, you're one of what we call the semi-fixed cards. So... ooh, lots of change going on here.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that happening?
Huh? Well, I've been busy. I'm trying to get back into working.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but you've got the Queen of Hearts. You got a couple of Queens in Mercury, so you probably don't want to work.
Well, I do and I don't, but...
yeah, right. Well, once you get out of this 52-day cycle, let me see when that happens. That happens on July 3rd. You're
uh-huh.
going to feel like working.
Oh, good, because that's when I plan on going back.
Yeah, no, when you hit that new cycle, you're going to feel like working. This cycle that you've been in right now is more about dreaming and, I mean, you've probably been thinking about things you'd like to accomplish, and when you hit this next cycle, you're going to have a lot of energy from aces and tens, and it'll get you going really.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We're putting our pool in right now. That's one of our changes.
What?
We're putting a pool in right now. That's one of our changes, and it's almost done.
Ah.
So.
Oh, I have to come see that.
Yes, you do. We're really excited about it. So.
Okay. So, yeah. So, and this would be your focus right now. You've got the Five of Hearts behind you for the year, age 51. Our years are always birthday to birthday. So the Five of Hearts would have you redecorating, remodeling, redoing, making changes in your home.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's mainly what I've been focusing on the last couple months probably.
Uh-huh. Another thing you might want to focus on is how you can bring in some new streams of income through some creative ideas that you have.
Uh-huh.
Because I have a feeling they're hovering around you.
Uh-huh.
And you just haven't quite pulled them down and, you know, connected them into the physical plane. Is that true?
Possibly. Always thinking of different things to do.
Yeah. Well, they could pay off for you, and it has to do with a little bit of change in how you're working. So,
uh-huh. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. 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 Change in how I'm.
Yeah, it's not changing your work per se, but adding a new element to it.
Yeah, and I have been thinking about doing that.
And it may have to do with bringing people together in some way for them to network.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, this would be something unique, and maybe somebody's doing something like this in your field, but I think you would do it differently. So let those ideas come in and then actually take action with them, which you will want to do after, in a few, you know, next week.
After July 3rd.
Tuesday.
Yeah, sounds good to me. That's what basically we've been spending time with the kids on vacations and working on our house, so...
yeah, and all that is wonderful and fun.
Trying to get back to work.
You know, you're probably by your next birthday, you're going to have a very different house.
Yeah, I think we're kind of closing things up on it, but I could have a whole different household. I have my stepson might be coming back to live. He's trying to decide. He might be coming back to live with us while he's going to college.
Uh-huh. So. Well, there is a lot of focus on family, and you have to be careful that you don't end up giving too much of yourself. You want to make sure you keep some good boundaries, because there could be a little stress with family and home, actually.
Yeah.
And the opportunity there is for you to, you know, be really masterful with keeping your boundaries and making sure that you take care of your own needs first and then everybody.
Yeah, okay.
Well, not everybody, but you know what I mean.
Yes, definitely.
Will you call me later?
Yes, I will, and I'm looking forward to my father-in-law is very into a spiritual church, so I think he would love listening to your program. This is the first time I listened, so I'm looking forward to having him listen to it. He can't see very well, but he hears very well.
Oh, great.
So I know he
will. Well, the programs are also archived on bbsradio.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, I'll have to set him up so that he can listen to it and participate. He would love it.
Oh, that's great.
So, okay, well, thank you so much, Sharon, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Yes, me too. It's great to hear from you.
Thanks. Same phone number?
What?
Can I call you on your same phone number?
Yes, please.
Okay, great. Okay. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, it's so cool. It's fun to hear from people I know, and it's fun to hear from new people. And we have time for one more call, so if one of you wants to call in, I suggest that you do that. Again, you're listening to the Mystic Oracle with Sharon Jeffers. And my website, if you haven't been there, is starofthemagi.com. And I also have a compatibility website, which is allinthecards.com. And I'm offering a special for my book on my website, and you can also sign up for the free card of the day. I haven't kept up with my blog lately because I've been traveling so much, and I'm going to start doing that so I can keep that going better. Okay, we have a caller. Hello.
Hi, my name is Jason.
Hi,
how are you?
Jason.
Hi, I met you in Hawaii at an expo a couple years back.
Oh, on the Big Island.
Yeah, on the Big Island there.
Are you in Hawaii right now?
No, I'm in Florida now.
Oh, wow.
And
what's your birthday, Jason?
It's October 4th, 1977.
October 4th. Five of diamonds. And what can I do? What is your age?
29.
Ooh, 29. So you are a five of diamonds, jack of clubs. So what can I do for you?
I don't know.
Do you have a question? Looks like, are you in a relationship?
No, not really.
Bet you want to be.
Yeah.
I bet there's one coming, too.
Yeah.
Let's see. Because you have the Queen of Hearts sitting in your house.
Okay.
So let's see where your cards are sitting. So what are you doing? I feel like you're between things. Is that true?
Well, I'm making a big transition. I'm going to school. I'm studying to be a teacher.
Uh-huh.
And I do healing work with psychic readings, and I'm making a big shift in my life through a lot of stuff right now.
Uh-huh. Well, it's interesting because I can see your five of diamonds is sitting in the ace of diamonds house, which would catapult you into some new sort of work or way of making money. I would think that since your birthday, you might have gone through a little confusion or uncertainty about which direction to go in. You've got the three of clubs behind you. I want to make a suggestion that you find ways to keep channeling your creative energy, because you've got a balance here going on between the spiritual world and then the world of, you know, working and going in that direction. And you've got a lot of creative energy coming your way, or constantly coming into your head, probably. and it's energy that needs to be channeled. And it's also very good to have some physical activity on a regular basis. Have you been writing or had the desire to write?
Yes, I have wrote a lot more in recent months than I ever have before, really, I think.
And is it like channeled writing? You just get into like a stream of consciousness?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because you've got really powerful influences for that happening. And it's good that you're putting that into motion because it could lead to something. I mean, you could write something that could be published. You've got cards that really show up in that way. And you've also got cards that tell me that whatever you work toward right now, you're going to bring yourself, you know, rewards will come your way. It's almost like you're working towards things and making effort. It's important that you do it with gratitude because as you do that, as you do your work as an expression of gratitude, it's almost like you're just putting your empty cup before the feet of creation and then it just fills up. It's like this constant loop of that kind of energy being put out and then that kind of energy coming to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have you been experiencing that?
Oh, it's hard for me to have gratitude.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes, yeah. But I do, and I try to focus on that. I mean, I do focus on having gratitude. And
I'll tell you something. You're learning. There's a lot going on for you this year, having to do with forgiveness and acceptance and unconditional love. Your planetary ruling card is sitting in the Seven of Hearts house. And so that card is giving you the opportunity to heal anything that you need to from the past in that way and really give yourself permission. The age 29 is ruled by death and transformation through death and rebirth. It's a really powerful year for everybody in some way or another. And so it's an important time to really, like, just become humble and not in a superficial way, but really, like, you know, expand our perception to realize, you know, on one hand, how tiny we are, and on the other hand, how great we are. It's a powerful, powerful year, 29, and you're halfway through it. And there's a lot of change happening for you around relationship, your relationship with yourself, and your relationship with maybe family or other people. And there's a lot of learning there. And God, you've got sevens all over the place. And sevens are initiations. And they have to do with our refining our perception and our way of interacting with life and our way of thinking about who we are and our way of being. So this is a time, if you don't meditate, it would be really great for you to practice some sort of meditation on a regular basis, so that you can just be receptive to these changes that are going on within you and realize that they're going to happen on their own. Is this making sense to you?
Oh, yes. You're,
okay.
Great.
I never know. That's what this year is largely about.